我们今天邀请到我们教会的斯木兰姐妹来为我们做见证。
Thank God that today we're able to ask our sister from our church, Molly Shi, to share with us.
那我们现在就请她来为我们做见证。
So we ask her to come up and to share.
哈利路亚，请大家预备心啊，低头默祷。
Hallelujah, let's bow our heads and pray in silence together.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名，在这里跟大家分享主耶稣在我们在我的身上还有我的家庭的恩典。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I share the grace upon myself and my family.
本来莉莉姐妹邀请我的时候，我就很想说，哎呀。可能要邀请新受洗的姐妹，当他们见证的时候，就有一股那种我终于看到主耶稣，他活生生的在那里那种激情。
When Sister Lily first asked me to testify, I thought, oh, maybe you should ask somebody who is a newly baptized because at that time they have a very deep impact of seeing Jesus in their life.
但是呢，因为我思考了一秒钟，我就想，神在我们身上，我们家真的是太多的恩典，我不来述说是有亏于神。
But after 1 second of thinking about it, I thought, but actually there's so much grace in our lives that if I don't share, then it is really, I'm not deserving of this grace.
我信主已经33年了。
I have believed in Christ for 33 years.
我是1986年的时候，因为我生下一个女儿，她有很严重的心脏病。
It is because in 1986, I had a daughter who had a very severe heart disease.
她是只有一个大心房，一个大心室。
She only had one ventricle and one atrium.
而我们一般的正常的人有有两个心房，两个心室。
Whereas for a normal person, they have 4 chambers in their heart.
我自认为我从小到大我很孝顺我的爸爸妈妈，我很用功读书然后我结婚以后我很本分很安分的在做人的妻子。
I always thought that since I was young I always was very obedient to my parents and I studied very hard and after I got married I worked very hard to be a good wife.
我遇到这种事情是我当头的一个棒喝。
And to meet with such a big challenge in my life was a big challenge to me.
也粉碎我那当时候的那个美国梦。
And also shattered my American dream at the time.
当时就是我唯一的愿望，小时候唯一的愿望就是希望有一个很正常的家。
All that I wanted at the time was to have a very normal family.
我要做和蔼的，有和蔼的爸爸妈妈，有快乐的孩子。
And we would be the very loving parents, and we would have very happy children.
然后有能够正常的过日子，正常吃饭，正常睡觉。
And we would live our lives very normally. We would eat and sleep as usual.
可是这个孩子来到让我们手忙脚乱。
But after this child was born, then we were in a chaos.
那我们心头上都罩着一大块，压着一大块石头，每天你想开心也没办法开心起来。
On our hearts was it was a very heavy rock that was burdening us. Even if we wanted to be happy each day, we couldn't smile.
我们当时候和真耶稣教会的一对夫妇很好，很要好。
At that time, we were very close friends with a couple who are True Jesus Church members.
那是我先生在里海大学的同学。
They were classmates of my husband when he was in college.
Graduate school.
Oh, graduate school.
Yeah, 我们在宾州那个里海大学的那个研究所的同学。
When we were in North Carolina. Pennsylvania graduate school.
留学生的生活是非常非常忙碌，他们都有压力，要赶快把书读出来，好找一个好工作。
And in graduate school, you have very great pressure. Everybody has that pressure to study and to find a good job afterwards.
所以我们也没有太多的时间，他们应该也没有太多的时间来跟我们仔细细 仔细地介绍真耶稣教会。
So I think they also didn't have a lot of time to very thoroughly explain to us the truth from the gospel.
但是我知道他们是很虔诚的基督徒。
But I knew that they were very devout Christians.
那个时候那时候宾州没有教会，最近的是在费城教会。
At the time, there was no church in Pennsylvania. The closest one was in Philly.
很奇妙的是，许多年以后，我在费城教会看到一个邮包，一个包裹。
It was surprisingly that many years later in Philadelphia Church, I saw a package.
上面是我家宾州的地址。
And on that package was was addressed.To my address in Pennsylvania.
是我爸妈妈那时候从台湾寄东西给我的时候，一个很 sturdy 的、很坚固的一个盒子。
It was actually a package that my parents had sent to Pennsylvania, a very sturdy box.
那个盒子，我相信是我那个好朋友去教会的时候，可能跟我们拿了那个盒子，然后又流落到费城的教会。
And I think that my friends had somehow used our box and it had somehow gotten to Philadelphia Church.
Yeah, 宾州那个小城叫做伯利恒小城，叫做伯利恒。
And in Pennsylvania, the city was called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, 对。那我们在读书的时候也没有在想宗教的事情，一心就想说赶快读完书。
And while we were in graduate school, in our hearts we did not consider religion, we were just only caring about our studies.
很奇妙的是这个弟兄这一家跟我们家几乎同时在 New Jersey 找到工作，而且住得不远。
But very miraculously, that couple and ourselves, at the same time, we both found a job in New Jersey, and they lived not far from us.
他应该有请我到教会来过。
I believe they had invited me to church before.
但是我那时候还没有心。
By that time, I did not have the heart to go.
可能就是敷衍了一下。
I probably just responded very politely.
但是因为我女儿的出生，我晚上都不能睡觉。
But after the birth of my daughter, I could not sleep at night.
有一个晚上我起来喂完奶以后，我很舍不得把她放下来。
One evening, one night, after I had fed her milk, I could not bear to put her down.
我就生怕说第二天早上起来，我看她死在婴儿床上。
I was afraid that the next morning when I would see her, she would be dead in her crib.
所以常常晚上失眠。
So at night, I often had insomnia.
有一天呢，我们接到台湾我先生的哥哥写来一封信。
And one day we received a letter from my husband's brother from Taiwan.
那时候是我们敬重的大伯啊，敬重的一个人。他当时是海洋大学的校长。
And he was an official at a university.
所以我们很相信他的话，他在信上写了简单的写了几句，最后一句就是说把一切交给神。
And so we really respected him and what he would say, and the last sentence of his letter was give up everything to God.
Okay, 我看了他这封信以后，因为他是我所敬重的人，我看到他这封信，连他也会讲，当时他还不是一个基督徒。
And after I read this letter, and this is a person I respected a lot, and I saw that they even wrote this, even though they themselves were not a Christian.
所以我当天晚上就在想，对呀，我现在真的不知道该怎么办，因为我女儿的毛病当时是没有办法，医学界都没有办法，不知道怎么去治他。
And so after I saw that letter that night, I thought, yes, there's nothing that science can do for my daughter. There was no cure at the time.
所以我就在想，我就在思考一个问题，说，那天喂完奶，我就在想，对呀，交给神好了啦。
And so that night, I was thinking about it after I had fed her milk, was, maybe I should give it over to God.
可是神在哪里？
But where is God?
我想完这个问题以后，就这样子，就好像触电一样，就睡着了。
And after I thought of that, in that moment, in that second, I fell asleep.
一觉睡到天亮。
And I slept until the morning.
那第二天呢，我就给这个 黄姐妹打了电话。
The next morning, I called the sister Huang.
我就问她说是什么力量，因为她我知道她也有一个有点问题的孩子。
And I asked her because she also had a child who also had some issues.
我就问她说是什么力量能够让你能够承受这么一个有缺陷的孩子。
I asked her, what is the source of you being able to bear these difficulties that you have from your child?
她这下她知道我有心在找神了。
And at that moment, she knew that I had the heart to seek after God.
所以她就介绍教会的弟兄姐妹还有长职传道过来跟我传道。
So she introduced me to brothers and sisters and the pastors to come over preach to me.
第一次走到教会的走进教会的时候刚好是灵恩会。
The first time I went to church, it was the spiritual convocation.
传道在证明这个我们拜的真神是无所不能无所不知的神。
And the pastor was introducing how the God we worship is omnipotent and he is omniscient.
他就翻了一篇以赛亚书40:22。
And he turned to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22.
这上面讲就证明他说在早早这么多年前这几千年耶稣诞生前西元几千年前我查了一下大概是4000多年前那就有人在上面记是地球是圆的。
And this verse is saying that even 4,000 years B.C. before Christ, somebody already recorded here that the earth was round.
而最后证明有一个西班牙葡萄牙人麦哲伦他用行动来证明地球是圆的是西元1500年以后。
And it was only 1500 AD that a Portuguese person actually proved this theory.
我听了就觉得很扎心。
And after I heard this, it really struck me to my heart.
然后他又翻了很多经节给我们看。
And he also flipped to many Bible verses.
让我能够深深感到神就是高高在上。大而位可畏的在那边看我。
And this confirmed to me that God is Almighty and He is up above watching down on us.
感谢神，神知道我有需要，所以当天晚上让我得到圣灵。
I thank God because God knew that I had a need and that day I received the Holy Spirit.
在我对圣经道理都完全不懂的状况下。
Even in the circumstance in which I did not understand the truth or the gospel at all.
神用圣灵来安慰我。
God used the Holy Spirit to comfort me.
带我到教会。
To bring me to church.
1986年我们两个人同时受洗。
In 1986, both of us were baptized.
受洗那天是4月某一天，天气还蛮冷的。
On the day of the baptism, it was in April. It was a very cold morning.
我回家的时候跟我先生讲说要让孩子受洗的时候，也是劝了一阵，他才敢放手。
And that day when I told my husband that I wanted to myself and my daughter to be baptized, I had to spend a long time to convince him to let us.
有圣灵带领，让我带着这么一个有缺陷的孩子。在养育他上面轻省很多。
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it helped me a lot in raising a child like this.
因为医生交代说他是一个有病的孩子，所以他每次生病一定要送医院。
And so the doctor instructed us that since she has she is weak physically, anytime she got sick, she had to be sent to the hospital.
不能随便吃退烧药就完事。
She cannot just take over the counter medicine and that's fine.
所以医院是我们是常客。
So we were often at the hospital.
可是那种小小的年纪，每一次去，那个都要抽血，先要抽血，看看血里面有没有细菌，然后要才决定要下多少的抗生素。
And at such a young age, every time she went to the hospital, first they would have to draw her blood to check if there was any bacteria in her blood, and then to see the level of amount of medication she would need.
可是每一次抽血，他都很勇敢，他就眼睛看着那个针头，这样戳到他的皮肤里面去。
And every time she had to get her blood drawn, she was very brave, and she would watch as they would the needle would be inserted.
我想做妈的都知道，你的孩子在生病的时候，他痛你也痛。
And I know that as parents, you all know that when your child is sick and in pain, then you are also in pain.
但是他这么勇敢，所以在在养他的这个过程中，能吃能睡，其实还没有那么想象中的那么困难。
But she herself was so brave, and she was able to eat and to drink as usual, and so it was not as difficult as I imagined it would be.
五岁的时候做她是五岁之前已经动过两次手术。
Before the age of five, she already had undergone two surgeries.
到了五岁的时候，终于哥伦比亚教学医院他们知道怎么样去让她去矫正这种问题。
Finally, when she turned five, Columbia University finally had a way to resolve this problem she was born with.
我记得那天带她。送她到手术室的门口。
I remember the day that I sent her to the doors of the surgery room.
她护士把她牵从病床上牵下来，要走进去。
And the nurse held her hand to lead her into the room.
她回过头跟我挥挥手。
She turned around and she waved at me.
她跟我笑一下。
And she smiled.
好像一个小孩子要去远足，跟爸爸妈妈挥手一样。
Just like she is She's going somewhere far. She's saying bye to her parents.
这个中间当然也有主也给我们很多的考验。
And in this period of time, this gave us a lot of. This was a big trial for us.
比方说，我受洗以后，我的先生有的时候就会自言自语。
Especially after I was baptized, and sometimes my husband would complain.
你有神了，可是我少了一个太太。
He said, "You have God, but I lost a wife."
Yeah, 我后来教会里面的弟兄姐妹有劝我说，在这种状况下，你尽量把你的分内的事情做好了，再到教会来。
And in this situation, then brothers and sisters encouraged me that try your best to take care of the household matters beforeChurch.
感谢神保守，我们在那边住了十年。他在手术之后，每一年就长三个尺码，就是我要换三个尺码的衣服给他。尺码就是那个 size。
Oh, and so I thank God that in the 10 years that we lived there, she grew, and I had to change her clothing three times, so three different sizes.
在这十年中间，我现在回头看，我觉得我是一个属灵里面的婴儿。
And now when I look back, I feel that I am a spiritual baby.
这个爸爸妈妈疼婴儿，时间到了就给你吃，时间到了就给你穿。
And just andBecause of parents love this baby, anytime when it is time to eat or time to sleep, then they will guide you.
我并没有很用心的在查考圣经。
At that time, I had not been very diligent in studying the Bible.
也好像没有，那时候也很困难。要查考圣经也很困难，因为家里其实是有一个蛮反对我的人。
And actually, at that time, it was pretty difficult for me to study the Bible because at home I had somebody who was quite against it.
有一次我记得，当天有 Bible study.
I remember one time there was a Bible study that day.
我白天就在想。等一下我先生回来的时候，我要怎么跟他讲说我想去参加家庭聚会。
And then in the morning I was thinking, when my husband comes home tonight, how can I bring up to him that I would like to go to the Bible study today?
因为把一个病孩子留给我的先生，尤其他白天上班，晚上就让他看着他，我觉得于心不忍。
Because I would feel bad that to leave a sick child with him to care for after he's come home from a day of working would be hard.
所以我就在那边挣扎着，我就一直在想怎样跟他说。
So in my heart it was struggling, and I was thinking about how can I ask him.
同时呢，我也在心里一直在祷告，我在说 在跟他谈判以前就先祷告。
But at the same time, I kept praying in my heart.
然后那天就乖乖的把晚饭就早点做好。
And that day, I very early prepared the dinner.
所以当我一开口的时候，没想到他的反应是好啊，没关系啊，我来看孩子。
And after I finally brought it up to him, I was very surprised that he said, "Sure, I'll watch our daughter."
跳上车以后，我就一路唱着歌，就那个《真光在心》那首歌，就唱到我的弟兄家。
And as soon as I got onto the car, I kept singing the song, "There's sunshine in my soul today." The entire ride to the person's house.
然后在要聚会的时候，我就觉得说我好像打了一场属灵的圣战。
And when it was time for a Bible study to begin, I felt that I had been victorious in this spiritual battle.
感谢主，所以在祷告的时候，圣灵大大充满。
And I thank God that time in prayer, I was very filled with the Holy Spirit.
那天就是大家都停了，我还不能止住的。
And that day, everybody had finished the prayer, but I kept wanting to pray more.
感谢主。
Thank God.
那我现在这前面十年，那在1996年的时候，我先调差到这边来。
So this was the first 10 years, and then after, in 1996, my husband was transferred here.
要走之前，我非常的舍不得。
And before we had to leave, I was sad that we had to leave.
因为孩子手术已经做完了，我也回职场去工作了。
Because my child's surgery had been completed and I had gone back to work.
我们买了一个大房子。
We had purchased a large home.
1.75 个 acre 的3000多尺的大房子。
1.75 acre home.
我可以看到夕阳，然后傍晚可以看到夕阳，冬天时候可以看到鹿群在松树间这样子穿梭着。
I can watch the sunset and I can see the squirrels running around on the property.
我本来在想，我本来以为说我可以在那边养老了。
And I originally thought that I would be able to retire there.
真的很喜欢那个环境。
Because I really liked that environment.
可是有一天我先生就回来就说，他的老板有最近一直在挑他的毛病。
One day my husband came back from work and he said that recently his boss has been picking on him.
我们百思不解，因为我先生在那个公司已经替他们公司发明了15项专利。
And I didn't understand why, because my husband had at this company already helped with 15 patents.
那每一次的专利我都他回来讲的时候我都很以他为荣。
And every time he came home, having discovered having a new patent, I was always very proud of him.
我心里就在嘀咕，一定是他的我先生是一个很率直的人，一定是他得罪了他的老板。
Oh, and so in my heart, I thought probably it's because my husband is very straightforward. He must have offended his supervisor in some way.
所以呢，他从来，如果有我这个先生是，如果我们全家要选这个世界上脾气最好的人，我们全家都会投他一票的人。
If we had to pick the person who had the best temper in the entire world, everyone in the family would vote for him.
从来不把怨气带回家，工作的怨气。
He never brings home any anger.
从来不在后面说某某人怎么样。
He never talks behind anybody's back.
可是那天晚上他居然翻来覆去不能睡觉。
But that night he was tossing and turning and he wasn't able to fall asleep.
然后我就问他为什么，他就他在跟我讲缘由。
And I asked him why, and he told me the reason.
那时候我就心里开始害怕了。
At that time, I began to be afraid in my heart.
我就跑到主卧室的浴室里面去祷告。
And I ran to the bathroom and to pray.
我跟神说，我们两个人工作，那时候爸妈在我家，我妹妹跟她的女儿也还刚来住在我家，那我赚的钱只有他不到他的一半，我没办法一个人 handle， 万一他被 lay off 或被 fire。
And at that time, the two of us were working, and my parents were living with us, and my sister and her daughter had just moved and were living with us. And I made half of what my husband did, so if he was laid off, I wouldn't be able to handle it.
结果我跟神祷告，不知道神，这你有，就是你看到了吗？
And I prayed to God, and I asked him, God, do you see what's happening?
第二天我下班回家。
The next day after I came home from work,
我先生就笑嘻嘻地说，从前在加州那家公司找我，我把它turn down过，我今天打电话去。
And he said he was smiling and happily saying that before, previously, a company had given him an offer and he had turned them down, but he had called them today.
他们说还没找到人。
And they have still not filled the position yet.
他们愿意在愿意在这个再寄一张飞机票过来，我再去看一下。
And they're willing to pay for me to fly there to take a look again.
好，就这样子，我们就过来了。可是他就决定过来了。
And just in that, he decided to come over to California.
刚刚有提到我很舍不得这个房子。
And but as I mentioned before, I was very sad to leave the home that I had in New Jersey.
而且我那时的工作，我就算我的事业吧，正在起飞。
And at the time, my career had just started to take off.
但是我知道。我养不起我的家。
But I knew that I wasn't able to support my family financially on my own.
所以有个念头进来说，就想到说我女儿的生命都是神给的，那这栋房子神也是他祝福我们拿到，那现在他要收回去，那神也有权利收回去。
And a thought came into mind that it is God who gives the life of my daughter, and the having this house is a blessing given by him. Now that he wants to take it back, he also has the right to do that.
唯一比较担心的就是说他的医生都在东部，在那个哥伦比亚医院。
What was more worrisome for me was that her doctors were all on the East Coast at Columbia.
那万一到这边找不到好的医生怎么办？
And if we come to California and we aren't able to find good doctors here, then what should we do?
所以下次我祷告的时候就跟神说，神，如果这是你的安排，这是你认为是好的，请你祝福我们，请你带我们顺利的离开这里。
And so in the next prayer, I prayed to God that, God, if it is your will for us to come here, then please guide us to smoothly make this move.
来到这里后一切的都很顺利。
And after we arrived here, everything went very smoothly.
他很高兴在这边工作。
My husband was very happy to be working here.
那我也是好高兴，因为离教会才25分钟。
And I was very happy because I only lived 25 minutes away from church.
因为以前我要到教会去，我要开50分钟。
Because previously I would have to drive 50 minutes to get to church.
那我常常就会下错交流道，就制造很恐怖的这种经验。
And oftentimes I would get lost and it would be very scary.
所以到这边来就是情况好多了。
So here the situation was a lot better.
那来了这里以后我发觉这边的阳光让每一个人都很开心。
And I realized after I came here that the sunshine causes everyone here to be happy.
我也好开心，每天都很开心，看到阳光明媚。
And I was happy too. Every day I could see the sunshine.
后来把家安顿好以后，我又在一个小公司就先工作一阵子。
And then after we got everything settled in our household, then I started a small job at a company.
有阵子忙的生活忙得很厉害。
And at a period of time, I was very, very busy.
我的心灵很干。
And my heart felt very dry.
就是我常常就在想说，神，你要不要把那个江河赐给我？我觉得我的心里已经没有水了，没有那个很干渴了，圣灵就是很干渴。
And so I felt like, God, can you give me these rivers? Because I felt like my heart was already very dry.
有一天我就跟我先生说，我不想再过这样的生活。
And one day I told my husband that I don't want to continue living like this.
我
我每天没办法跟你讲到几句话。
Every day, I'm only able to speak a couple sentences to you.
而且那个时候，爸爸才得肠癌。
And at that time, my father had just gotten colon cancer.
然后我的心也常常要分出去照顾他。
And so I had to spend a big part of my time and my heart to take care of him.
所以我们就决定。
So we,
决定我要辞职，因为那时候我的胆固醇冲得很高。
So we decided that would quit my job because at that time my cholesterol was very high.
那是一段我最开心的，最怀念的时光。
And this is a period of time that I was the happiest and that I look back on most fondly.
那来这里我可以，因为是比较不忙，我就可以定期的跟。弟兄姐妹查经祷告，然后出去访问。
And because I had the time, so I was able to regularly have Bible study and with the brothers and sisters, and to go on visitation with them.
生活我不求大富大贵，只求温饱就好，因为我知道有神。
In my livelihood, I don't ask for great riches. I just want to have enough because I have God.
有一年，有一阵子。加州好像是有个经济的什么大崩溃，还是全国就是经济很不好。
There was a few years at California or nationwide there was a financial crisis.
我传道在上面讲到的时候就把那个时事拿来开玩笑说，很多人的退休金从 401k 变成 101k， 意思就是说缩水了四倍。
And there was a joke that everybody's retirement fund 401k had shrunk to 101k because it had been reduced by a fourth.
那我是不太懂这些，我就回去问我先生，我先生就去查。
And I didn't really know much about this, so I asked my husband about it.
很奇怪的是，他的没有缩水。
Surprisingly, his had not shrunk.
反而有多。
But instead, it had increased.
那在生活中，我知道神一直在看顾我们。
And I know that in our daily lives, God was watching over us.
有，我在家生活待了一两年以后，原来公司又找我回去工作。
After I spent a year or two at home, then my previous company came to ask me to rehire me.
那后来是因为爸爸的肠癌又复发，之后要做化疗、电疗，实在是忙不过来，所以我又辞掉工作了。
And it was in the end because of my father's colon cancer and him having to have chemotherapy that I was too busy that I had to quit again.
爸爸很快就恢复了，那我也有好几年就说就在家里面就是过着。比较舒适的，比较闲适的生活。
And my father quickly recovered, and so I had more years in which I was at home, and I was able to take things at a more leisurely pace.
等到小女儿要上大学的时候，我自己良心不安，想说，哎，我要不要出去找个小差事贴补点家用
？By the time my youngest daughter was going to college, I was thinking if I should find a part-time or a small job just to kind of help the income of the family.
让我先生扛起全家的负担，我有点于心不忍。
Because I felt bad that my husband had to carry the financial burden for our entire family.
可是，在那一天早上我祷告的时候，我跟神说：“神啊，可是我很喜欢我现在的生活方式。”
When that morning I prayed to God, I was saying to him that, "But God, I really enjoy my life currently."
那时候，礼拜二的时候我们有祷告会。
And on Tuesdays we had prayer sessions.
祷告会完我们会安排去访问。
And after the prayer session, we would go, we would arrange for visitations.
我都是随从而已，我都是跟班的。
And I would just follow along with others.
可是在传道啊跟这种比较资深的弟兄姐妹旁边，我自己也得到很多造就。
But just being around the pastor and the other brothers and sisters, I myself felt very edified.
而且我就在想说我现在既然也不需要太担心经济的问题，那可是就是说， 每个月就说每一年20000块，如果要让薪水阶级的从扣了税以后再拿出来，还是一笔大数字。
And even though at the time I did not need to have too many worries financially, but I thought of it as if in a year $20,000 after tax, it still is a good amount of money.
所以我就跟神祷告说：“哎呀，神，我应该出去做事了。我已经在家里玩这么久了。”那可是我很喜欢现在的生活方式啊，我好喜欢。
So I prayed to God that, oh God, I know it's about time that I started to go back to work again. I've played for long enough, but I do really like the way my life is currently.
我开始整理我的履历表的时候
，And when I started to organize my schedule.
My resume. Yeah, 想要重新出发。
And to start to send them out.
有一天我先生回来了。
One day my husband came back home.
他说，哎，你知道吗？我升了一级。
And he said, guess what? I've been promoted.
从这级啊，就是好处就是以后每一年都有个 bonus.
And the benefit of this is that now every year we'll have a bonus.
那年他就拿了几万块的 bonus.
And that year, his bonus was a couple $10,000s of dollar.
Yeah, 我就跟他说，好，那我现在可以从此宣布退休了。
So then I thought, okay, then I think I can really retire now.
只要够用就好。
As long as we have enough, that's good enough.
Yeah. 那在这个中间呢，我不久，神，这个。没有给我们少的考验啦，我的家庭。
And during this time, our family still did have many trials.
从我父亲肠癌走过两次肠癌。
From my father having two episodes with colon cancer.
然后中间大概隔了四五年。
And then a period of 4 to 5 years in between.
有一天他中风了。
And one day he had a stroke.
中风的很严重。
It was a very severe stroke.
他的吞咽肌肉已经坏掉了。
His muscle for swallowing was already not able to work.
所以只能用胃管，开一个在肚子上开一个胃管。
So they were only able to feed him with a tube that went directly to his stomach.
在医院住了一个多月以后呢，医生就来问我们要去哪里。
And after he was living in the hospital for 1 month, then the doctor asked us, where is he going to go?
他们建议了一个疗养院。
And they suggested an elderly home, nursing home,
right. 可是我爸当天晚上就又大出血，又被送回医院。
But that evening, my father was bled very profusely, and so he was rehospitalized.
隔一阵子又恢复好了。
After a period of time, he got better.
我觉得他很想要回家。
And I could feel that he really wanted to come home.
那时候他跟妈妈是住在老人公寓，住离我家不远的地方。
At the time, him and my mother were living at an elderly home not too far from my home.
我就想说，好，那就回我家。
So I thought, okay, then I'll bring him to come back home.
那时候我不知道。我不知道中风是怎么一回事，是多么的严重。我想，我的脑子里想，中风的老人不过就是在床上躺着睡觉吧。
At that time, I didn't understand how serious it is for a person who has had a stroke. I thought that to care for a person with a stroke, all they do is just like they're lying on bed all day, like they're sleeping.
但是我还是把这件事情放在祷告中。
But I put this matter into my prayer.
很奇妙的，就是我爸爸，这个医院呢，就是都已经教我怎么样帮他抽痰，怎么样去用一个机器把他从躺着把他吊起来放在椅子上。
And the hospital taught me how to manually remove his phlegm and also to use a machine to lift him up from sitting to a different position.
胃药怎么样把药磨好了，用针打在他的那个胃管里。
And how to grind up the medicine and to also to give it to him by needle.
我想我可以 handle.
And I thought,
我想我可以处理。
I thought I am able to handle this.
很奇妙的就是在他回家前一天，
very miraculously, one day before he returned home,
有一个小姐，
there was a woman,
她是在帮人家做看护，
who helps people to, in their recovery.
我在那个第一个我爸爸第一个疗养院认识他。
And I had met her at my father's first nursing home.
那他就打电话，因为 当时呢我们有彼此交换电话，所以他打电话来问候。
And at that time we had exchanged phone numbers, so she had called me just to ask how I was doing.
我问他你好吗，你现在干嘛。
And I asked, oh, how are you? And what have you been doing lately?
他说，我前面那个病人，他后来生病，他走了。那我现在正在空档中。我一听大乐，说，好，你赶快到我家来。
And she said that the patient she was caring for before was ill and has left. So now she actually is in between caring for patients, and she was very, and I was very joyful. And said, okay, then you come and help and come to help me.
他就来我家就看了一下，说啊，这边要放个柜子，因为要放医疗的用品，这个床头要怎么放怎么放。他说你交给我，我来安顿。
And so she came to my home and immediately she told me how I needed to arrange the room by putting a cabinet to fill with to place the medical supplies and how to arrange the bed. And she said I can take care of everything. Don't worry.
然后他说你需要去买那个除臭剂，不然那个每天这个大便小便都在床上，很快你的房子就会像厕所一样。
And she said you need to buy a deodorizer because every day because of cleaning the feces and urine, then otherwise your house will smell very bad.
所以她给了我一个清单，包括手套啊，包括厕纸啊，包括喷清香剂这些。
So she gave me all the supplies I needed, including the spray and everything.
后来我才知道，她原来是在大陆上是一个外科医生。
And I found out later that when in China she was a doctor.
她懂得很多，她在大陆就专门是在医院里包，包 project， 就是说我把很多护士带到这边来帮医院。做护理的工作。
And she understood a lot because she was particularly helping out with the hospitals.
因为她语言有困难，所以只能帮别人照顾病人，照顾这种中风的病人。
Because she has a difficulty in language, that this is why she can only help people to care for patients.
我真的很感谢神。后来我爸爸在回来的第一年。总共出了九次状况。
And thank God that after my father came home, there were 9 times that certain instances happened.
每一次都是他的专业把爸爸救回来。
Certain crises, and it is because of her experience that she was able to help my father.
而且我爸爸在那段时间就常常跟他也会逗病人，会跟他说说笑笑。那我爸那年是其实是很开心的。
And she would also keep him company and to make my father laugh. So actually, that year my father was quite happy.
我觉得我真的难以想象，就是说如果没有他。我的日子会成什么样的日子？
It is very hard for me to imagine that if without her help, what my life would be like.
因为她只有白天来上班，那第一个晚上，那时候我大女儿还在家里准备考试。
And she only helped out during the day, and in the evenings, at that time, my oldest daughter was at home preparing for a test.
然后半夜三点来敲我的门，在第一个晚上就来敲我的门。
On the very first evening at 3 a.m., she knocked on my door.
她说：“妈妈，妈妈，爸爸怎么在地上？”我赶快跑去一看，哎，真的，他怎么躺在地上？然后他胃上的管子不见了。
And she ran to me to say, "Mom, how come?" Grandpa is on the floor, and I ran to see, and really, he was lying on the floor, and his tubes had been removed.
还有就是我至今也不能想象他的床都是有围栏的，他怎么样爬出来，怎么样摔倒在地上，而且摔倒 都没事，全身都没有事。
And I couldn't figure out how he could have fallen because he has two railings on his bed and for him to fall but to also not have any injury.
在他清醒的时候，爸爸清醒的时候很好相处，不像病人，完全不像病人。
And when he was awake, then he was very easy to get along with, and he wasn't like a patient.
晚上的时候，睡着了就蛮糊涂的。
But at night, after he had fallen asleep, then he was quite muddled.
半夜常会尿湿了，就会叫我尿了，我尿了，就把全家人都叫醒了。
And at night when he had wet the bed, he would say, I wet the bed, I wet the bed, and he would wake up the entire household.
因为这个滴管是24小时在滴进去，所以他每滴进去隔没多久就有粪便要排出来。
Because of his tubes, that is always connected to him 24/7, that at the same time, he also was going 24/7 as well.
后来 Lisa 帮我们想一个办法，把他该吃的量在他睡觉以前全部都滴完。
And so later on, Lisa helped us to think of a method, which was to completely feed him all of the food he had to eat before he slept.
即便这样子的话，他就晚上就会减少他醒过来的次数。
And this would reduce the number of times that he would wake up in the middle of the night.
刚开始的时候，还没有做这个还没有处理这件事情的时候，我被半夜吵醒两三次，到了白天就已经要垮了，整个人要垮了。
And before we had figured out this change, I had to wake up a couple of times per night, and the next morning I would feel so exhausted that I felt like I was going to collapse.
心里在想说，就跟神祷告说，神啊，我是很愿意、很乐意。接爸爸回来，但是我需要你帮助我。
And in my heart, I prayed to God that I'm very willing and happy to bring my father home, but I need your help.
也有好几次我跪下来的时候，觉得好难过。
And there's many times that I knelt down in prayer and I felt very, very sad.
我跪下来的时候，就想到主耶稣那时候要上十字架的时候。
And when I prayed, I thought of the time when Jesus was going to be crucified.
在那个时候，他曾经说：“主啊，如果他也是祷告求神撤去他的苦悲。”
And at that time, Jesus also asked that if it was possible for the cup to be removed from him.
但是我又看到后面的字，就是但是不要依我的意思，就是要成就你的意思。
But then when we continue reading what he said, but not according to my will, but your will.
我那个时候很感动，很感动。
At that time, I was very, very touched.
我就想到说，我们这种苦跟神被钉十字架的苦，就天差地别。
And I thought that, you know, the suffering that I have compared to his suffering is like nothing.
那主耶稣他认为说是这是是义的事，是神要他去做的事情，他就去做了。
And Jesus knew that this was because of righteousness, and it was what God wanted him to do, so he did it.
那时候真的是那一刻，我可以体谅主耶稣的苦。
And in that moment, I could feel how great was the suffering of our Lord Jesus.
我也感觉好像感觉到他的苦。
And I felt that I could experience the suffering he experienced.
那在这个祷告之后，Lisa 就想出办法来解决我爸晚上起来的问题。
And it was after this prayer that Lisa helped to find a resolution to my father's waking up at night.
这是我在照顾爸爸中间，的一些体验。那整个过程，我真的是有神的保守。
And these are some of my experiences in caring for my father. And throughout this, I really had the protection and guidance of God.
我们家的每一个人没有一句怨言。
In our family, there was not a single person who complained.
额外的工作，额外的负担。
Even though they had other responsibilities and other work.
我觉得我爸爸也很幸福。
So I think my father was also very happy.
大家都好爱他。
That very blessed that everyone loves him so much.
然后我也看到说，有爱，才能够让我们心甘情愿的为我们所爱的人付出。
And I could learn from this that it is only because of love that we can willingly sacrifice and give for those that we love.
难怪圣经上跟我们说爱是最大的诫命。
It is no wonder that the Bible tells us that love is the greatest commandment.
是与我们有益的。
And that it is for our benefit.
在那段时间我因为照顾爸爸就比较离开教会的圣工比较少做一点。
And during this time period, because of caring for my father, I could not do as much holy work in church.
还是很怀念。
And so I look back still very fondly.
那回头看那一段时间也是我灵性上比较好的一段时间。
Because looking back during that period of time, my spirituality was better.
接下来就在讲这是神在我父亲还有我们家身上对我们的怜悯跟照顾。
And next, I would like to share the grace upon my father and our family.
接下来我要讲的是几个礼拜前。
Sorry, previously that was about my father and our family. And now I would like to share about something that happened a few weeks ago.
我的妈妈我在家里在做饭的时候突然听到她的房间这样子很大声的一声这个巨响。
And when I was cooking dinner a few weeks ago, suddenly I heard a very loud sound from her room.
听到妈妈在呻吟，在 groaning.
I hear my mother groaning.
那我跑过去看，妈妈倒在地上。
I ran over and my mother was lying on the floor.
我吓死了。
And it scared me.
那个时候赶快扶她起来。
So I hurried to lift her up.
我问她妈你怎么了。
And I asked her, Mom, what's wrong?
她都不知道。
But she
不知道什么事情让她摔跤。
But she didn't know. She didn't know what caused her to fall down.
我感谢神就是之后带她去做 X 光带她去做针灸啊这些慢慢的复原了。
But thank God that after I took her to get some X-rays done and she did acupuncture, she slowly recovered.
我就在想说最近很多人跌倒。
And I've been thinking how recently many people have had a fall.
他这样跌倒真是一个奇迹身上就是淤青但是连这个 fracture 都没有。
But it is a miracle that even that,
那骨折都没有。
That though she fell, she did not have any bruises and nor did she have any fractures in her bone.
She had bruises.
She did have bruises, but she did not have any fractures.
对，她身上就是有很多淤伤。
And she had many bruises and scars on her body.
感谢神，我就在想说妈妈神真的很照顾你。
And thank God, I was telling her that, Mom, God really takes care of you.
然后我就想起来，不知道从什么时候开始，她每天早上，都跪在那边祷告。
And it thought of the fact that starting from some point, she every morning, she prays, she kneels and prays to God.
妈妈有时候会说，哎，你帮我祷告啊，我眼睛不好，你要帮我祷告。
And my mom will sometimes say, pray for me, my eyesight is not very good.
但是我觉得自己祷告也是很重要。
But I feel that a person's own prayer is very important.
我每天都在为她祷告，但是我每天都求神照顾她。
And every day I pray for her, and I ask God to take care of her.
好。那我想是时间到了，对不对？
So time is.
我列了很多见证，不过因为见证太多，所以也没办法讲完。不过我愿将所有的荣耀都归于天上的真神。
I've listed down many testimonies, but because of time, I'm not able to finish sharing all of them. But I give all the glory to God.
好，哈利路亚，阿门。
哈利路亚，阿门。
感谢神哈，原本啊信仰跟他是没有，在他来看原本是没有关系的。
Thank God that for Molly, for Sister Molly, originally the faith had nothing to do with her.
她最大的心愿就是能够尽心做好母亲、太太跟女儿的角色。
The greatest wish in her life was to be a very good wife and mother in her life.
但是当小孩子出生，应该是很高兴的，但是却带来她很大的打击。
And when her child was born, it should be a very happy moment, but it actually brought a great trial to her.
然而就是借着这个女儿呢，她能够认识到真神。
But it is through this daughter that she was able to know this true God.
原本她是想要好好做一个太太的角色，但是如果没有神，她也没有办法做好。
And originally she wanted to play the role of a wife very well, but without God's help, she's not able to do so.
借着祷告，先生能够找到一个更好的这个工作，然后能够移到加州，让她感到生活更愉快。
And through her prayer that her husband was able to find a better job and to move to California so that they would and they lived very joyfully here.
我们也看到她一直尽量在做一个好女儿的角色。
And we can see how she has always striven to play the role of a good daughter.
全心竭力的照顾她的爸爸妈妈。
And to take care of her father and her mother with all of her heart and her strength.
但是如果没有神的帮助，她也做得不好，她可能也没有办法做得很好。
But if not for the help of God, she also would not have been able to do this well either.
所以有神的在身旁真的是很幸福。
So to have God besides us is very blessed.
我们最后看一节圣经，约伯记22:21-22.
Finally, to conclude, let us turn to a Bible verse, Job chapter
22.
Job chapter
22,
verse 21 and 22.
你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。
21. Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. 22. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart.
我们借着木兰他认识神，然后得到的平安跟福气，我们也知道说我们在我们身上，如果我们想一想，我们也同样得到很多的福气。
And through the blessings that we see in the life of Sister Molly, we can also remember how our lives are also filled with peace and the blessings of God.
也许我们周遭也有像木兰刚开始这样子的人在寻求神。
Maybe among us there are also those who are seeking for God like Sister Molly.
我们应该求神让我们发现，然后我们能够把这个美好的福音传给他们。
And we ask that God will help us to preach the gospel to the people around us that are also seeking for him.
那我们这一节的见证到这里，我们请大家同心默祷。
This concludes our testimony session. Let's bow our heads and pray in silence to conclude.